B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, Mani. He's in Savannah, Georgia.
Celebrating his 10-year wedding anniversary, which is sweet.
It is sweet. And it's with another couple that's celebrating their anniversary as well, which I think is really cool.
You know, I love the idea of celebrating with another couple, but I don't know if I would want to celebrate my 10-year anniversary with another couple. Like 7, 6, somewhere, you know what I mean? But like, I feel like 10's a big milestone. Like, you should be
doing something alone?
Moving furniture like crazy on a beach somewhere. I don't know.
Okay, hang on. I gotta add this into the show sheet. That's all right, Loren. You want to bring a topic to the table? You win.
I don't know. That's what I think. Yeah. Any other year, because you know, Dallas and I just celebrated our 10-year anniversary last year. So all I wanted to do, and we didn't really get to celebrate, I say celebrate with bunny ear quotes, because we were in quarantine and lockdown. So I would really like to celebrate our 10-year anniversary this year for our 11-year anniversary.
Yeah, I got gypped.
Mm-hmm.
Because I moved into a new house right a few months before the pandemic, so I was never able to have a housewarming party. I got engaged during the pandemic, so I haven't had an engagement party. I haven't been able to make it all about me. I'm so upset. I want parties in my name. Dang it, I'm owed.
You really do need to have an engagement party.
It's
probably too late for your housewarming party.
But engagement party. Well, I mean, as long as I'm not married, I think I'm always okay for an engagement party.
Well, yeah, but you have to have your engagement party like early enough. Not early enough where it's not too close to like your... Well, do you have a bridal shower? I don't know. Do you get a bridal shower? Because, like, grooms don't really get a groom shower.
No,
they just have their bachelor party.
Yeah. I won't have a bridal shower.
Yeah, you need an engagement party.
Thank you. But I also, here's the other thing. Sterling and I was looking at the finances last night, and I don't know how people survive. I don't know how they get it.
You know, I said that not so long ago, and you, like, ridiculed me. 4 months.
Here's the thing. I don't know how people plan weddings and pay for weddings for engagement parties.
I know.
I get that we're blessed and we have good jobs. But I'm sitting there, I'm like, how can anyone afford this? Like, no wonder people elope and go to Vegas with an Elvis minister.
I'm telling you, we were engaged for like 2.5 years, but I pulled every string I had ever encountered for our wedding, because we had an allotted amount, and I wanted a bigger, you know what
sure,
I mean, like
yeah.
You always want a little bit more, so I was just like, hey, let me pull this string here and
yeah
this string there.
Just to get the cost effective wedding.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I don't even know if we'll have an engagement party because of finances.
No, you will. Even if you do it at your house, dude.
And
like,
send people over?
Yeah.
That way the house can leak. Well, no, my roof got fixed.
Yay.
Something else will break
by the time.
Yeah, roof medic fixed my house. All right, so what's the one thing you wanted to bring up, Loren?
So last night I hosted my very first Clubhouse, and if you don't know,
I didn't realize you hosted.
Yeah, well, I was kind of the featured guest, so I didn't host it, but... if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's like kind of a brand new social media venture. And it's if a podcast and, I don't know, a TED Talk had a baby, right?
Right, yeah. To me, it seems like a Zoom conference without the video.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got asked to basically be the guest of honor last night, but it was at 8 o'clock, which is like right at my bedtime. And I was like, okay, I'll do this 8 o'clock clubhouse, and then I'll go to bed right afterwards. Well, after I was like so
wound
awake
up,
and wound up, I couldn't go to sleep for hours. It took me until like 11:30 to fall asleep. Then I fell asleep, and my son Jackson woke up at 12:30, 2:30, 4:30. Finally, I was like, Uncle, like, I got no sleep last night.
So you probably got maybe 2-3 hours.
Maybe.
Yeah, it takes me a long time to wind down.
I felt like you.
Yeah, well, welcome to it.
What's your one thing?
My one thing is all day yesterday, I didn't realize that when you get your yard seeded, you're supposed to water it. I just thought the good Lord takes care of that. I didn't realize that you're supposed to water it.
But we have no rain in sight.
I didn't know. And people were like, you got to water it like hours, like, you know.
Is it dead already?
No, not dead already. Well, I wouldn't know because there's hay down.
It's just not doing well.
Well, there's nothing. And so I went out to Lowe's and I bought like 6 water hoses, 6 sprinklers, go home, not enough water pressure for any of it. You know, they all can't run at the same time. And I'm like, okay, so how do I do this? And so yesterday I felt like such a...
suburban dad?
Yeah. All day I was like doing yard work and like trying to fix it and figure it out. But I did find out that instead of running 6, run 2. And it spews far enough to cover the whole yard anyway. That's what I did. I was on irrigation duty.
And now you can return 4 hoses and 4 sprinklers.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. I already undid. Like, would they take a used water hose that's already been opened?
Yeah, it's fine. Just take it back. So you bought too many. Fine.
All right, so we have a big show. I'm wearing my panda socks.
Oh, watch out now.
Yeah, even though they don't match. Isn't that cool, Nicole?
Well, you have a black shirt on. How does it not match?
Well, because they're purple.
Hmm.
If it was purple, go with black.
You know, pandas aren't purple, right?
Wow. You got to see these bad boys. They are white and black. Okay. The other thing I want to talk about is yesterday I got lost. And I know, Lorraine, you're really bad with directions. But I didn't think I was bad with directions. And I realized how dependent we are on GPS. Mm. So I want to talk about that. But give me a ad lib, because I have to do something on the computer.
Okay, well,
that's typically what I do. Manny will do something while I ad lib.
I cannot wait to hear wherever you got lost yesterday, because I can't get home. Well, I can get home from the station without my GPS, but if I go somewhere else, forget it. I will never get home on my own.
Okay, well, that is true. And we'll revisit that story of the time that you got lost in a cow field. And so that's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show, minus the Manny today.
Living life through Roy's eyes.
I know I see Jupiter as clear as day at night. I don't know if that matters.
You see Jupiter clear as day at night?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Hear Roy weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show.
Okay, so there's this new recreation and senior center that opened up in Charlotte. I was talking about it yesterday. I really want to get a membership to the senior center.
I know, but are you about to tell me about how you got lost?
It's all connected. So,
but you also told me that this rec center is like kind of across the street from your house.
It's not. Oh my gosh. So here's what happened. So this rec center is like a YMCA, but it's ran by the government. It's ran by Mecklenburg County. And they just opened up yesterday. And well, hang on. What did you say, Nicole?
Are you talking about Eastway?
Yeah. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, I want to go.
Okay. So it looks really cool.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that you never found it.
So I type in the address. You have to. I signed up for a tour to go walk through, and I typed in the GPS to go to it, and it led me to a parking lot, like a strip mall.
Okay.
And there was no gym, and so I called, and I said, "Hey, I'm having a hard time finding you." And she gave me the address, and I'm like,
Is that where you were?
Yeah.
The address that she gave you?
Yeah. And I'm like, are you near the McDonald's? She goes, no, there's no McDonald's right here. Down the road there is. And I'm like, okay. and she was super nice. She was trying to tell me, like, you need to go, like, do you see this road? And I'm like, I don't see it. Do you see this? I'm like, I don't see that either. She goes, well, go down this road and see that. I'm like, I can't find you. I have no clue where this place is. And I ultimately didn't go because I couldn't find
it. I never found it.
And she was like, I was so close. I felt like a police officer. I was just like patrolling up and down this road.
You're like, oh, I don't know. I don't see it.
I don't see it.
I guess we're not going.
That's how it was. And I'm like, my GPS took me to a parking lot that wasn't it. And I don't know. So, Nicole, if you can find it, let me know because...
I saw it on Instagram yesterday, and the basketball courts looked amazing.
Looks awesome. And they got this whole outdoor field where you could do
disc. It's free?
No. It's not like a public park. It's you pay like $45 a month, but still.
Never mind.
Well, yeah, no, it's still like cheaper than some gyms, you know.
But they have a gym, I assume.
Yeah, cardio. Okay. They have pools for you to go swim in. But I, for the life of me, and I can't find it. And then, you know, she was explaining how, like, you know, where their new restrictions are so new and that Google hasn't updated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but like, I can't even see new construction anywhere. Like everything where I am looks old as crap.
I feel you because I got so lost in Miami one time that I had to have somebody come and get me. Like, that's how lost I was. So in Florida, there's these two roads called the 826 and the 836. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I was on one, but I was on the other. And I couldn't. This is way before drop a pin. Like,
right.
Way before all that. So I'm doing what you were doing with the lady on the phone. I'm like, this is what I see. I'm at a Circuit City. Can you come and find me? I'm in a Circuit City in Cooper City. Like, right. That's all I can tell you. My mom's barback left his job to come and find me because he knew the 826 and the 836 so well. He knew exactly where I was. He's like, just stay where you are.
Oh, my gosh. Like, what did we do before GPS?
I don't know.
And at the same time, GPS has kind of screwed me because...
Now you don't know where anything is.
I don't know where anything is. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I used to be a 911 operator, and it used to be literally my job to find people. Like, that was my job. My job was to talk to people on the phone, and they're like, I don't know where I am, but I just witnessed something awful, and I'd figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, where am I supposed to go? And like, she was saying, like, well, just look for the road that kind of cuts off to the right, and it curves. I'm like, what? It cuts off to the right, and it curves. I was screwed yesterday.
Sorry, buddy. It happens to us all.
Let us know when did GPS mess you up? Like, why did you get lost because of GPS? 704-570-9595. Call the studio. If you text, we could call you back. But how did GPS mess you up? Also, I want to talk about, Loren, there's the experts are saying that you should keep vodka in your laundry room.
In your laundry room?
In your laundry room.
Well, you know, I completely understand that because after two loads of laundry, I need a shot too.
I don't think that's what they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
But I think you still are onto something. We'll talk about that coming up. Hang on. So, by the way, Maney's not here and I'm hitting the buttons. There we go.
Hey. Guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Today is producer Nicole's worst day. By the way, I will get into why you should keep vodka in your laundry room. But Nicole, today is National Zoo Lovers Day.
Oh.
That's rough for you.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of not that.
Yeah.
And did you see I saw this other news yesterday, last night, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a new cause for you. Discarded masks are all over the beaches. Evidently, the masks somehow are making their way to the beaches, and it's getting into the ocean.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's going to be, unfortunately, another, like, plastic straw situation.
They were equating to the plastic straw. And you remember when you used to buy soda cans and they would come in that plastic?
Yes.
They're
like
saying,
the six-pack, the top that held them all together.
Yeah.
Where you were supposed to cut them before you threw them away.
Right. They're saying, like, the things for the ears are just as bad as that.
Let me tell you something. I was down at my mom's in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, I don't know, late last year. And it was already a thing. There were masks.
Really?
Everywhere on the beach.
How does that happen?
Yeah, they're saying if you're going to throw it away, to cut the strings by your ears. So that way, because unfortunately so much of our, whether we recycle it or not, so much of our waste ends up in the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
There's pictures surfacing of turtles, fish, dolphins just getting wrapped up in that string. So they're saying if you do use reusable masks, to cut the strings before throwing them away.
Well, at least they'd be protected from COVID.
Very funny. Very, very funny.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. That was a good layup. Meanie is out today, so you just got me, Roy, and Loren, and producer Nicole. He's out celebrating his 10-year wedding anniversary, which coming up here in about 20 minutes, we're going to talk about how Loren thinks he's doing it all wrong.
I kind of do.
So we'll dive deeper into that. We do have the KISS cash code. Your chance to win $10,000 plus that $500 Insta cash bonus. Your next chance to win coming up at 8 a.m. But a staple that should be in your laundry area, according to a source at HGTV's new show, The Laundry Guy, he says that you got to have vodka.
And I agree, but I'm pretty sure it's for two totally different situations.
Yeah, you want to do it because you've done three loads and you need a shot in between
right.
to keep it going. He says that if you want to smell fresh.
Or like a drunk.
Spray your clothes with vodka.
No way.
He says if you've been standing near a smoker too long and you got to get that stale cigarette smell out, spray the clothes with vodka.
Huh.
He says he always keeps vodka in a spray bottle right there near his laundry room. And it's because the antibacterial properties that are in vodka can remove the odor from pretty much anything.
So I wonder if he's diluting it with water or if he's spraying straight vodka on his clothes.
He says he's spraying straight vodka, and he says that the vodka is odorless.
That is a lie.
What do you mean it's a lie?
I can smell vodka.
You can?
Yes.
Nicole, go get vodka. We will do
straight
one
vodka,
shot.
If you put it into water or something like that, I might not be able to smell it.
Really?
But if you just opened a bottle of vodka, that has a smell.
Does it?
I think
Do we
it
have
does.
Vodka? I think she's going to go see if we
oh,
have vodka.
Good. We might. You remember when the Jonas Brothers sent us like that big care package? I think there was vodka in there.
Celebrities are sending us vodka, and I don't know about it. What?
It was like last summer or something.
Oh, it was in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think. Like, I know bourbon, of course, smells. I think tequila has a smell. It does, of course, have mm-hmm. a smell. I'm trying to think. I mean, I know that when the pandemic first started and everybody was using vodka and as, like, hand sanitizer,
mm-hmm.
it smelled like corn liquor, you know, that nasty.
Yeah, that's what I think it smells like, no?
Well, maybe that's just, like, the raw ingredient. Maybe once they actually put it in the vodka, it smells different.
I don't know. I feel like if somebody opened a bottle, like if I put my nose right over a bottle, I could smell vodka.
Yeah. I'm trying to. This, by the way, is something like my family would so do. A little life hack my family would do. All right. We got some vodka in the studio. I'm opening up some UV.
1,000% I can smell that.
Really?
Yes. Hang now, maybe on. I just have a very advanced.
Put it on something.
Sniffer.
You know, put it on something.
Pour it on something.
Pour it on something. Do we have a
can
cup?
Can you not can, smell
can we,
that,
can we,
dude?
Can we pour it in a cup?
You need to go back to Cornerstone if you can't smell that.
What do you mean? Okay. Maybe.
I think I know why Roy can't smell the vodka.
I just went in. She said maybe you need to go back to Cornerstone. I just went like this to test my nostrils.
Can you smell anything?
There's not much flow today. Here, you smell it. From what I smell. Hang on. I got one good nostril.
I can still smell it. Here, give him this. We poured a little vodka on a paper towel. But I will say, if it was spritzed on something, I might not be able to smell it. But
I don't smell it.
Buddy, you can't smell anything.
You smell
it's okay.
It? Oh, my gosh. Let me smell my coffee.
You need to make an appointment at Cornerstone
right
now.
Oh, I can smell that. Just fine. Okay, so I can't even smell that much of a difference. Nicole, is it a heavy smell? Or like if you sprayed that on your clothes, would it smell like you just came from the bar?
Unfortunately, because of how many nights I've had with this dear friend, I think I would.
So am I pretty much telling people to get a DUI because I'm telling them to spray their clothes with vodka?
I never thought of that. But right? No. So if I smell it concentrated, like, all together, it definitely smells like vodka. However, I do feel like maybe if you spritzed it and it was a light mist,
right,
then it wouldn't smell as bad.
I wish someone stunk or they... Or if we had somebody with heavy... Do we have perfume and we could spray it on our clothes and then spray ourselves with vodka and see if it would take it out?
I don't have perfume.
Should we get that one employee that stings and ask her to come in here?
She just wears a lot of perfume. Guys, we have this one person in our office. There have been multiple emails about, please do not wear a ton of perfume. And this person doesn't know it's about them, even though they've received the email like 17 times.
And no one in our work has enough kahunas to tell her, hey, you smell.
I've offered, but then everyone's like, no, Loren, you can't do it.
Yeah. Get her in the studio and tell her that we're just going to water mist her. And in fact, we're just spraying vodka all over her.
Good.
Okay. It's a good test. More of the Mandy Roy, the Red Morning Show coming up. And what else do we have online?
Hang on.
Oh, I want to talk to you about I'm being scammed again.
Again?
Again.
Buddy.
Again.
We got to work on your
own. I know. But and I almost fell for it. I'll tell you what's going on coming up next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Some sad news coming out of Rock Hill.
What happened last night?
I don't know if you guys seen it. There was a massive manhunt yesterday because there was a mass shooting near Rock Hill down in York County, which is right here in our listening area.
Mm-hmm.
Five people are dead.
Oh, my God.
One person is in critical condition with gunshot wounds. And there was a massive manhunt yesterday where... it ended around 1 a.m. The authorities found him. But they're saying that a very prominent doctor here in the Charlotte, Carolina area was targeted as one of those who's passed. And I don't know. There's kind of some confusion on whether or not the shooter's dead or not.
Mm-hmm.
But they did. There's no more threat. The threat ended at 1 a.m. The manhunt's done. But yeah, really sad news. And, you know, we got this information posted for you if you want the latest from our news partner, WSOC. It's up at kiss951.com. And it's also to the point where, like, dude, it's like desensitized. Like, you know, when I came into the studio this morning and I'm catching up with everything of the day, it was to the point where I saw the headline and I went right over it. Because I'm like, oh, well, there was another mass shooting. I didn't even read the part that was right here, you know, just down the road from us. I just thought, oh, man, that sucks. And I moved on. And then I started reading. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's 15 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Like, that's where this is.
I mean, it can happen anywhere.
I know. That's what the sheriff down in York County was saying, that it was just like, it's just so shocking to see this happened right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see mass shootings in this area, you know. And everyone was just kind of taken back by it. But the scenes are unreal of multiple helicopters landing down in Rock Hill and trying to get these people life-saving treatment as quickly as possible. And SWAT was swarming the areas for hours on end trying to find the killer. I think they, by the way, found him like in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
I think he lived nearby or something.
Yeah.
But of course, we don't know. We're not news people. If you want all the actual factual things, go to kiss951.com. We'll just tell you how we feel about it.
Yeah. We are definitely keeping the victims' families in our thoughts and prayers too, because that is just, I mean, you think about it and you're like, that could have been my neighbor, my friend, my, you know,
Yeah. It was a doctor, a wife, and grandkids.
Oh, that's so sad.
Horrible. And they said that the doctor was just like outside working around the house. I was doing that yesterday. You know, the mass shooter just come up and just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I felt really, not only sad for the families, but I'm like.
Was there no connection between the doctor and.
They won't release that yet.
Okay.
They won't release it. Of course, a lot of people.
Did the doctor treat somebody? And not that that makes any of it okay, but you just wonder, like, what was the connection?
Yeah, they're, you know, and like he wrote a book where he, you know, talked about his time in the ER. There's something I think called Angels in the ER was one of them. He's very prominent. So I don't know. And like the community was kind of being interviewed. They're like, he was my doctor for years.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know of the connection yet. But I was just kind of disappointed in myself because the sad part is that I didn't even connect that it was just down the road when I first saw the headlines yesterday. Yeah. I was like, oh gosh, there's another mass shooting. You know, here we are as America. But, our thoughts are with them. If you want the latest information of the mass shooting down in the Rock Hill area, just go to kiss951.com. This is the Manny Roy on the Rain Morning Show, minus a Manny. He is down at Savannah, Georgia, celebrating his 10-year wedding anniversary. And Loren says, it ain't right. He's doing it wrong.
I think he is doing it wrong.
And you wouldn't be okay with what he's doing.
No. Okay. Not for 10 years.
Okay. We're going to talk about that. We'll get Loren's take on it. Talk a little bit behind Manny's back. Don't tell him we're talking about it.
I'd say it to his face.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right. I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
All right, so it's the Manny Roy, the Red Morning Show, minus the Manny. Yeah, he's down in Savannah, Georgia. Celebrating his 10-year anniversary. And why that's so interesting to me is that he's not doing it just like as a romantic weekend with his wife. He's doing it with another couple.
Right.
And then, you think this is bad?
Yeah. So it's not that I think going to Savannah is bad. I think that's a great trip. I just think if you're celebrating a milestone anniversary, any other anniversary, I would love to, go down to Charleston with my friends, another couple. You know what I mean? Or if you and Sterling had the same anniversary that Dallas and I had, and we all went on a trip somewhere for our 7th anniversary and your 3rd mm-hmm. anniversary, I'd be like, cool, that is so much fun. But for, a 10-year anniversary, I want to be held up on a beach somewhere just... I mean, moving furniture, basically, right? I don't know that I necessarily want to be on another couple's schedule for dinners and going out for drinks and everything else. I want to enjoy my person.
In more ways than one.
Right. In all of the ways.
Oh, man. What did you do for your 10-year?
We didn't do anything because we were stuck in the middle of the pandemic. So we were supposed to celebrate our 10-year anniversary this past October. We had just had Jax in June. It was I wasn't ready to be away from the babies to even go to Asheville for the weekend. Right.
Right.
I was still breastfeeding. And that was one of the things where we were like, well, what do we do? And I was like, you know what? Let's not put a square peg in a round hole. Let's go to dinner. Let's enjoy the night. But then next year, this coming October for our 11-year anniversary, we'll celebrate and go and do something.
Yeah.
It's our 10th.
Yeah, and when Manny first brought it up to us, I guess because there was another couple that they're close with that had the exact same anniversary, mm-hmm. I didn't think it was weird. But then the more I thought about it, I remember my birthday was 5 days off from my cousin. And my parents used to make me celebrate my birthday with him.
And you hated it, didn't you?
Miserable. Because he would invite his friends, and I'm like, it's my day. I want to invite my friends, not your friends. And, you know, like, there's a point when you were, like, little kids, it was cool. But then as I got older, I'm like, I don't want to celebrate. I want to do something else. Like, Nicole, did you ever have to share an important day with someone? Or did you ever celebrate with someone else? And it really should have been a you thing?
Not really. I do remember growing up, I had a childhood friend that I had a couple of, I can't remember if we had the same birthday or just close. So we had but we were little. So like it was fun, you know, to do that. And my mom's birthday is the day before mine. But I like that as an adult because then we get to spend it together.
Yeah, well, Jax's is 2 days after mine. So we're going to be close too. But there's a difference between celebrating your 7th birthday and your 16th birthday. Like, you wouldn't want to share your sweet 16 with somebody else.
Yeah.
We just got a text message from 518 that said, my friend is going to the Keys with three other couples for their 25th. And
is 25 a big one?
Listen, you're probably sick of each other by 25, so you want the other people there. I get it.
Yeah. Anything but above 10
becomes... And it's still kind of fresh.
That's so true. Anything above 10, you probably can share the day. Below that, I don't know. You're ready to kill each other at that point. Oh, man. Give us a phone call or text the studio, 704-570-9595. Did you ever have to, like, share an important milestone with another person? You know, maybe your
weddings?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Weddings? Like, a dual wedding at the same time? Oh.
Engagements? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, 704-570-9595. And, like, did your partner make you do it and you really didn't want to do it? You know? Like, I wonder, was it mutual amongst Manny? I can't wait to ask him. Like, was everybody on board sharing the anniversary?
I think it was. I think I remember him saying, like, they were all, like, in the, you know, they have that whole cul-de-sac thing.
Yeah.
But they were all in the cul-de-sac, like, drinking and talking about their anniversaries. And they were like, oh, we're going, you know, to Savannah or wherever for our 10-year anniversary. You guys should come. And they were like, well, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. We should come.
Yeah.
But I wonder just how much they're doing together. Like, are they all staying in the same hotel or are they just happen to be in the same city and we'll meet up for drinks and dinner?
And how about this? I always struggle with the fake invite or like the not real invite. Like, if someone said, you guys should come celebrate with us down in Savannah, I'd be like, oh, thanks, but no, not thinking it's real. You and I experienced the same thing. We were down in Fort Lauderdale. We had a great dinner together. Mm-hmm. And you said, hey, why don't you guys come back to my condo and we can have drinks? And I thought in my head, but there's no way that's a real invite.
I don't know why you didn't think that was a real invite. But
I was like, the dinner's done. Let's go back. Let them go do their thing. You know what? Like, that's just like in my DNA. I don't ever think anyone's invite's real. We also have like another couple that lives, a friend of ours that lives down in Florida. And they'll be like, hey, when can you guys come down? And I'm like, do they really want us down in Florida? Yeah, I struggle with that. Someone texted in the studio and said, I have a twin brother, and we were born on our older brother's birthday. Oh, so all three of us share the same birthday, and it's usually on Thanksgiving. That's four things wrapped up. Although, birthday cake and presents ain't sound bad on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and your parents probably love it because they only have to buy one cake. They knock all of you out at the same time.
We got another text that says, I think it's funny you guys think it'll take 25 years to get sick of someone. I love my husband, but we just celebrated our 1 year. Yeah, you're right. That's true.
There's ups and downs.
Okay, keep the conversation going. 704-570-9595. We'd love to talk with you. And I also still have to get to tell you how I got scammed
again, I am just the victim of fraud every time I turn around. So we'll keep this conversation going and more coming up next.
Living life through Loren's eyes.
You know, if the two of you, my husband and my kids, could all just fall in line and live in Loren's world, we would all be so much happier.
Hear Loren weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
Now, you won't be hearing Manny today. Because he is down in Savannah, Georgia, celebrating his 10-year anniversary with another couple. And we were talking about how Loren thinks that's a little
It's a little much for me.
You wouldn't do that for the 10-year.
Not for the 10-year. I would do it for any other year, but probably not a big milestone. Like, not a 5, not a 10.
We have a lot. So we asked the question, you know, what have you tried? What have you shared? What big day or celebration have you shared? Surprisingly, a lot of people have texted in, Loren, and said that they've celebrated 4th of July. They said, try sharing your birthday with America your whole life. Such high standards. 4th of July, baby. I'm like,
at least you know that you will always have a party and somebody is shooting off fireworks for you.
Well, and that's what one person said. She's like, I've always had red, white, and blue themed cakes. Mm-hmm. There's always been explosives. Now it's just like any other day. One person said that their significant other has the same birthday. He loves it. And she tries to convince him multiple times that they need to be celebrated on different dates. Then another couple says that they just share the same month and they hate it. They hate sharing the same birthday month. Mm-hmm. They want to celebrate the whole month. So you can send us more DMs and keep the conversation going there at 704-570-9595 or shoot us a DM at the MRL show on Insta. But Loren, I think I'm being scammed.
Okay, this is not the first time.
No.
How many times is it going to take before you learn?
I don't know. Like, I got a letter in the mail. It had Charlotte Mecklenburg Police's logo on it, CMPD. And I got excited because I applied for a concealed carry permit last year. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe it's finally here. Mm-hmm. But no, that's going to evidently take 3 years with the way it's going. And I open it up and it says that you have to, your alarm company needs to get the permit number so that if your alarm goes off, they can give the 911 operator this permit number. And they're like, to pay your annual fee for your permit number for your alarm company, go to this link and pay. And it wasn't like the link wasn't like a .gov. It was like some pay service thing.
You haven't told me this story, right?
No.
Okay. I feel like maybe I've gotten the same thing.
And I can't imagine that if there is someone breaking into my house and my alarm's going off, the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department won't take the call because my permit number's not active.
Right.
You know, like, I can't imagine, like, that's the thing. Like, that doesn't sound right. And the letter has, and the envelope has, CMPD's logo on it.
Is it the, like, if you Google CMPD's phone number, like, the main number?
Not the same.
It doesn't match.
Doesn't match. And the bottom, the to mail your check, is like a P.O. box down in Florida. But the
In Florida. Yeah.
But the logo and CMPD and, well, I take that back. The phone numbers do actually, Loren, match CMPD's actual phone numbers. It was a 704 number in the letterhead. Mm-hmm. But to mail your check or you could pay online, all that was set up in Florida. And I'm like,
it just doesn't all add up.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
Someone says, yes. Too many. I just got a text that says, too many false alarms, apparently. You do have to permit your alarm in Charmette. No way. It doesn't sound legit.
So maybe you aren't being scammed?
I don't know. Someone said, when I had an alarm system, I received the same letter. I just ignored it.
Why don't you just call CMPD and find out? Like, ask them.
Because I have, like, 3 active cases with them. I don't want to call about another one. I got the death threat. I got the stalker. I got the person that went to the bank and stole money from my
account. They're like, okay, boy, they cried wolf. Just sit down over there. We'll get to you when we can.
I got 4 detectives working in case. I don't want to bring something else to them. Okay? I'm scared to call.
I'll call. Give me the letter. You know, I love to investigate. I'll investigate the investigators.
All right, listen, we've got to get to Can't Beat Lorraine coming up next.
It's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
All right, Roy Boy, who's playing Can't Beat Lorraine today?
Well, we have Angie in Watauga County. Angie, we got to play quickly, so go ahead and kick Lorraine out of the studio.
All right,
Lorraine,
get out.
I'm going, Angie.
All right, headphones down. She is leaving the studio, and only you and I can hear these questions now. Okay, Shaq was in Atlanta, Zales Jewelry Store, when he noticed a young man buying an engagement ring. When he overheard him asking what the remaining balance was, Shaq decided to pay it off for him. What sport is Shaq known for playing?
Basketball.
All right, Taylor Swift dropped a new song from the vault yesterday, and everyone thinks it's about Joe Jonas. Joe's wife even shared the song in a hilarious IG story. Who's Joe's wife?
Capri or something?
What's that?
I don't have to
say it. Capri. All right. This Patriot-turned-Buccaneer Super Bowl-winning quarterback says he regrets throwing the Lombardi Trophy during the Super Bowl boat parade. What quarterback are we talking about?
We are talking about Tom Brady.
Ariana Grande got engaged to her boyfriend Dalton Gomez back in December, and sources are saying a wedding will happen early this summer. Ariana was previously engaged to a comedian. Who is he?
Pete Davidson.
And it was revealed that high, unsafe speeds were the cause of this golfer's crash back in February.
Tiger Woods.
All right, let's get Lorraine back in. Waving her in.
All right, how did Angie do?
Angie got 4 correct.
All right.
Okay, Lorraine, Shaq was in Atlanta Zales Jewelry Store when he noticed a young man buy an engagement ring. When the man asked how much was the remaining balance, Shaq paid it. What sport is Shaq known for?
Basketball.
That's right, 1-1. Taylor Swift dropped a new song from the vault yesterday, and everyone thinks it's about Joe Jonas. Who is Joe's wife?
Sophia Turner.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, our friend Angie, I think she was trying to say Priyanka Chopra, 2-1. This Patriot-turned-Buccaneer Super Bowl-winning quarterback regrets throwing the Lombardi Trophy during the Super Bowl boat parade. Who am I talking about?
Tom Brady.
That is correct. 3-2. Ariana Grande got engaged to her boyfriend Dalton back in December, and sources are saying a wedding will happen early this summer. Ariana, who was engaged to what comedian previously?
Pete Davidson.
That is correct. 4-3. And it was revealed that high, unsafe speeds were the cause of this golfer's crash back in February.
Tiger Woods.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you got 2 wins.
Angie, I'm so sorry. You know what we want to hear.
Lorraine, again, for the 3rd time.
Thanks for playing, Angie.
And make sure you stick around, Angie, because we have $10,000 on the line with the Kiss Cash Code, the $500 Instant Cash, and War of the Roses all coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Steve, you want to know if your girlfriend Deb is the cheater? What's going on?
The short of it is she got a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And really getting into working out and all. And I love it. I think it's great. But he comes to the house, and every time that he's there, she wants me out of the house. You know, sometimes I get it. You need no distractions. You want to just kind of get a workout in. I'm going to work out. I don't like being bothered and everything. I get it. This is our house. So, I mean, I live here too, and I don't want to have to leave all the time when this other dude's coming into, you know.
Yeah.
See, like, because I'm very insecure when I'm working out, and I don't know if I would let Sterling watch me work out.
Yeah, that's kind of the first thing I thought of, too, is like, and maybe the trainer asks.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, can you clear the house so that we can get...
See, this is why I have cameras in my home.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. No.
And initially, I understood. I was like, you know what? Fine, I don't mind. I'll kill some time outside and everything.
Yeah.
Is it at night or is it during the day? I mean,
you know, usually after she gets home from work, so it's about like 7, 8:30-ish. That's kind of the timing and all. And I mean, it's just awkward for me because I mean, this is like my downtime, and I mean, now I'm basically being kicked out of the house.
Okay.
Right at the start of the night there.
But well, you're for sure. But sorry, Roy, just because you're being kicked out of the house doesn't mean that you're being cheated on.
Well, no, but it is a little shady.
I don't know, but why would she openly kick him out and say, hey, there's another guy coming if she's actually cheating? Like, I figured if she was cheating, it'd be more sneaky. Like,
you know, hey, I'm going to go to the gym, and she's gone for 2 hours.
Right. I have reason to believe this guy's not a trainer at all.
Really?
I'm just kidding. We'll get to the bottom of it, though, Steve.
All right, appreciate it.
We'll call Deb, offer her a man package, I guess.
Yeah, we'll do like a couple's getaway.
Oh, that's good. All right, so make sure, Steve, you don't say anything on the phone until we figure out what she puts on the note for the couple's getaway, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Deb, please.
Oh, this is her.
Hi, Deb. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm calling today because Flowers for You is opening a new division of our company, and we're doing an Instagram tag contest and giving away a couple's getaway, and one of your friends tagged you in our post.
Hey.
Yeah, we randomly selected your handle to get this man package getaway to the mountains. Is this something you'd be interested in?
Get out of here. Yes. Oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
Awesome. So I do have a mountain lodge for 2 nights. It includes champagne and dinner for 2 and a heart-shaped tub. Okay. I just need to know who you'll be sharing this package with, and then we'll call them next and deliver a little special message.
Okay. It's going to be kind of hard for me to get out of town.
Well, you'll have a year to use this package. Is that something you think you could do?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Okay, that's perfect. Okay. I would like to send it to Scott. And you said I could write a message to him?
Yeah, we'll call Scott next and let him know that you won. You'll be sharing this with him. But what would you like us to tell him?
Yeah, what would you like him to tell him, Deb?
Hello? Hello? Yeah. Who's on the other? Hello?
That's Steve.
What do you want to tell Scott, Deb?
Huh? Steve, only if we got that note,
I know.
Bud.
Oh, my
God.
I don't think we need to know what else is going to happen with the note. She's on a mountain trip with this guy.
No. I assume Scott is the trainer.
He's my personal trainer.
A little more than that, apparently.
Why send the package and the romantic weekend to Scott?
Baby, I'm so sorry, but
you're sorry. How long has it been going on with this guy?
Like 2 months at this point of us spending time together outside of our workouts and stuff.
Okay, awesome. Wow, that's fantastic. Is everybody else knowing about this or something? You decided to just spring this on me, or you're gonna hide it forever?
I honestly don't know how to answer that question, but I can't believe you would do this on the public radio. Like, why
you can't believe I would? Are you kidding me?
Steve reached out to us for help. He had some suspicions. Let me tell you something, Deb. I was actually on your side. I thought there's no way you're cheating. I thought you're just maybe insecure about working out in front of Steve, and you're trying to do what's best for your body. And I gotta tell you, I'm appalled that you would do this.
You're not in this relationship.
I'm not in this relationship, but neither are you. You're in a relationship with Scott.
Yeah, apparently not. You're not in this relationship either.
No, Steve, I am still in this relationship.
Deb, you were taking another man on a trip.
Okay, you know what? I don't know what to say.
Yeah, clearly.
To people right now, but I mean,
you can start with I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
Is that enough for you, Steve, to take her back?
Absolutely not. I mean, look, you're about to sneak out on some week long trip without telling me. No, I don't think a sorry is going to cover it there.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
All right, we are minus Manny. He is out today celebrating his 10-year wedding anniversary. So, Loren.
Yes. I have been cleaning out my garage, Roy.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, you know, you never know what you're going to find in your garage. And I found, it was like a time capsule. And I found some things that I thought would be fun to bring in and try to let you figure out blindfolded what they are.
Okay. This is fun.
You want to play a little game?
I do. And I got to say, you posted a video on your Instagram, all the F words of, I guess, the before and what it is now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
I told you it was really bad.
Like,
you guys, I know you guys like made fun of me for bringing somebody in, but like, I really did need the help. That wasn't like a 20-minute cleanup for me.
That, it's bad. I mean, it looks like you were pre episode of Hoarders. Like, that is
one step away from Hoarders dream right, closet. Yeah.
Like, you know how you could be pre diabetic? You were pre. It's a rough. Can we get that video up on our socials at the MRL show?
It's on at the MRL show under our stories if you want to see it. And yes, I told you guys couldn't envision what I was telling you. You think I was exaggerating. It was not.
Yeah, if you want the pre-diabetic version of Hoarders, that was Lorenz Garage. Okay, so I'm going to put blindfold on.
Yeah, yeah, you put on a blindfold.
Okay.
I'm going to set you up here.
All right, so, and I'm going to feel the items and try to guess what they are. I'm a little nervous about it, to be honest.
And you just want one at a time, right?
Yeah, it's better that way. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm blindfolded.
Okay. Let's do this guy first.
All right, you have to put it in my hands because I can't even see. All right.
I just handed you a whole box.
Oh, okay, so I just reached my hand in.
We'll play What's in Lorenz's Box.
All right, what's Hey, good, Lorena. What's in the red box? Okay, I'm reaching in. Okay. Oh, what is this? What is this? Okay.
Well, it's what hard. Does it feel, huh?
It's hard. It, I'm feeling. Is this a toy? Because I'm feeling like a metal long piece that I can imagine is like a little toy character gun.
It is not a toy.
Okay, I'm picking it up. Oh, it's kind of like a steering wheel.
Is it round? Is it sharp? Is it?
It's sharp. It is. It has a bunch of divots all over. You know what this feels? It's like a crown, like a king crown.
It is a crown. Take your blindfold off. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I did pageants for years and years and years, and I threw away and got rid of. I don't know, 15 like crowns and tiaras and stuff. And as I was throwing them away, the girls who were going through my garage was like, I'm taking this for this person and da, 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 for this little girl. And I was like, please take them. I was like, because I have all boys and they're not going to care that I was a cheerleader, that I did pageants, like any of this stuff. They're going to be like, yeah, right, mom.
You don't have to give back a crown when you win.
No.
I always thought like the winner holds onto it for a year and they give it back.
And maybe like the Miss USA crowns that are worth like thousands of dollars. Like, okay. Mikimoto used to have a crown that was worth like $250,000. That one you got to give back, but not the ones that like turn colors and, you know.
And what screwed me up with this crown, why I wasn't on board with it at crown at first, there's like rubber bands in the middle circle part. I guess it's for your forehead, to give your forehead support.
It's to attach, because otherwise if you sit it on the top of your head, it's just going to fall off. Like, yeah. There's nothing to attach it to. So you put bobby pins at the...
No way.
Yeah.
This is to keep these rubber bands. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead and put it on, buddy.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'll mess it up. All right, give me something else.
Okay.
Okay, so we're playing What's in Lorenz's Box. This is all the things that she hoarded in her closet. And by the way, if you want to, in her garage, if you want to see how bad it was, go to the Instagram at the MRL show. I'm telling y'all, I was like, that's not Lorenz.
You were floored. Okay, the box is to your left now.
Okay.
And this is also something from my past that I was slightly obsessed with.
It's fluffy. What is that? Oh my gosh, was that like a dead animal?
It's not it is an animal.
What? Why'd you pause?
It's not dead. It's not dead.
Is it alive? Why would you pause at that? Okay. All right. Okay. I'm feeling, it's very fluffy, furry. It's almost like a blanket. This feels like a blanket. It feels like a big blanket.
Well, it's a little thing. It's not as big as you think it is.
Is this a blanket version of a crown?
No. No, it is not.
It's not? That's exactly what this feels like, because it's kind of circular, and it's fluffy, and it almost like I feel like I'm holding on to an elephant ear with how big this is. What is this?
So the elephant ear is not a terrible guess. You're in the right ballpark. It is an animal of some sort.
Oh, this is a like a stuffed animal. This is like a Beanie Baby.
It is a Beanie Baby.
Is it really?
Yes. It's a turkey Beanie Baby. I was like obsessed with Beanie Babies at some point in my life. Somebody texted it and said it's Wolf. It's Wolfer.
Okay. Just so the audience understand. Okay. Loren's dog Wolfer died. Died 3 years ago. And she's never accepted the death. She always says that Woofer's at the vet, and we always joke that she's going to get it stuffed.
Maybe Woofer was in the garage the whole time.
Like, you got him stuffed and you add it to me?
It is not Woofer. It's a pee baby, but that is funny, and I want to have drinks with you.
Yeah, our listeners are awesome. They're more funny than us. They got to be on the show. Oh, okay, God, so that was a turkey Beanie Baby.
Yes. So I used to have all these Beanie Babies, obviously, and I got rid of all the ones that I didn't care about. But I kept the turkey, and I kept, like, a bunny for Cashton and a little bear for Jackson. But the turkey, because my husband went to Virginia Tech, I thought was fun to keep.
Okay. We'll take some of the photos of
what crying over the woofer comment.
If you brought a stuffed woofer, I would have lost it. I really would have lost it.
I would have lost it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Just like my boy.
Yes. Talking about awful roommates. Give us a phone call if you have an awful roommate. 704-570-9595. Like, just what is something they did that annoys you? You know, we asked this on our social media. We had a lot of our listeners give some amazing stories. We'd love for you to call in, too. 704-570-9595. Bridget said that I agreed to chip in for pizza. And by the time I got home, they ate it all. They already ordered it and ate it all.
They ordered pizza to meet them at home?
Well, she agreed to Venmo for pizza for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And by the time she got home, it was already eaten. They already had it delivered. Everybody ate. She got no pizza.
You gotta be upset about that.
I'd be asking for the Venmo back.
Me too.
let's see here. He accused me of eating everything in the fridge at night until I recorded him doing it while on Ambien.
That's funny.
Let's see here. Steals my coffee creamer, says Jason. I had one in college. We shared a space in college, and he chewed tobacco and left spit cups all over.
Ew.
That's from Cecil.
You know, I don't know if you know this or not about Dallas, but he used to chew tobacco. He doesn't anymore, but he used to leave dip cups everywhere.
I think I remember that. And so you would come home and find those cups everywhere throughout the house.
All over his office.
Oh, it's such a nasty habit.
Yeah.
Or how about when somebody take cigarettes and they flick them into like a can of something. As a kid, I remember I drank a Diet Dr. Pepper and it wasn't Diet Dr. Pepper. I was scarred for life. All right, let's go to the phones and talk with Caitlin and Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, thank you.
Well, tell us about this awful roommate of yours.
Okay, so I had two roommates in college. I went to College of Charleston. And I went to visit my sister one weekend, and they went through my stuff and stole a bunch of clothes from me, and then they both moved out and subleased their room.
Oh, my gosh. All in one weekend? They were busy.
Yes. It was literally a weekend. It was insane.
So you show up,
And not only is your stuff stolen, but you have a new roommate because they subleased it.
No, they didn't sublease it right away, and I didn't notice right away. I started seeing them post pictures on social media in my stuff. Uh-huh. I had a lot of stuff, and I went through my closet. I was missing so much stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever had any, Loren, of your girlfriends steal your clothes?
No, not my clothes.
Okay. Oh, well, what else do they steal?
Just food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling, Caitlin. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Let's talk with Sean in Charlotte. Welcome to the Main Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
And we're doing well, Sean. So tell us what happened in college.
So my junior year, I was supposed to sign with one of my really good friends, and I signed the lease and everything, and he randomly just backed out on me. And so I tried for so long to sublease the apartment, get out of it, and live somewhere else. It didn't end up working. So I got a random roommate, and he was like 30 plus. He never cleaned up after himself, like not once. And like, not only was it like just a little bit of a mess, like he made an absolute mess. Like there were so many times there was like wrappers in our garbage disposal. He would leave like onion shallots on the ground, any type of like food he dropped. Like he literally just left it on the ground. Our oven was constantly covered in grease because he was Egyptian, so he's always cooking like a special cuisine.
Okay.
And it would just like pop everywhere. It was disgusting, like all over the coffee maker, all over the side of our fridge. He would use my dishes, like all my silverware, wouldn't clean it. I would like pull it out of the cupboard.
So you even split silverware and dishes?
I was just going to ask that. That is very interesting to me because when I lived with somebody, we had one set of dishes and silverware that everybody used.
Right.
Right. Yeah, like, I'm just like a sharing kind of person. Like, I didn't mind since I had it all. I was like, oh, yeah, like, that's completely fine. Like, don't worry about it. There's no point in, like, there's not that much space in there either. So it's like, there's no point in filling it up with a bunch of clutter if I have it all. And, like, me as a person, I guess I just expect this from someone else. If I'm using someone else's things, I would, like, clean it, make sure it's perfect, like, put it back correctly and all of that. So...
okay.
Kind of shocking for me, yeah.
Yeah, and what sucks about that, Sean, is that not only did you get a random messy roommate, but you also got screwed over by an awful friend.
Yeah, no. Our friendship kind of ended eventually after that because he kept doing other things that were just, like, not friendly. But that was kind of, like, the beginning of the end.
Oh, my gosh. Sean, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Uh-huh. We got another message that my roommate turned out to be the crazy cat lady. She told me that she had two outdoor cats, and for us not to be worried that we would never see them. 23 days after moving in, we found out that she had snuck 7 cats in her bedroom.
Oh, my God.
7 cats in her bedroom.
That's a lot.
And I remember when I had roommates, it was weird. Like, everyone's rooms was, of course, their room. You don't ever go into it. But I would sometimes, like, peek in, and I'd, you know, I was always... I would never go through them.
But if the doors cracked or open.
I'd look in. You know, I'd see what's going on.
You're like, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tails in there. There's 7 tails.
Right? And then somebody complained on me when I was the roommate. I loved, and you guys know this on the show, whenever I'm on my couch, I like to curl up with a blanket. Well, the roommates were not blanket people. Mm-hmm. Like, when they sat on the couch, they just sat on the couch. But I would leave the blanket out, and I would be constantly yelling at, put the blanket up. And I'm like, I'm going to be back in, like, 30 minutes. I'm going to get it out again.
You can put the blanket up.
You're on their side.
I am on their side.
Come on.
Living life through Roy's eyes.
I know I see Jupiter's clear as day at night. I don't know if that matters.
You see Jupiter clear as day at night?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Hear Roy weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show.
Manny's out today. He's down in Savannah, Georgia, celebrating a
10-year wedding anniversary.
10-year wedding anniversary, which, Loren, you had a hot take on that.
I did. I'm sure, listen, everything, it's what works for you and your partner. But for me personally, I would not want to spend my 10-year wedding anniversary with another couple on vacation. I would have liked it to just been me and my husband, like, on a beach somewhere.
If you want to hear the full audio of her going deeper into that, just get the podcast. Just type in the MRL Morning Show, wherever you get your podcast, and you can get it there. But I got a letter in the mail from CMPD, and it was from a Florida address.
And it said that police will not respond to my house if there's an alarm because I got to pay a fee. And the phone numbers match the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department. But then, like, it said, for more information, contact the Charlotte Alarm Management Services. And it gave this Florida address. And then it even had the website was like crywolf.com. Or crywolfservices.com.
That doesn't sound shady.
I'm like, this is such a scam. Well, I talked about it this morning on the radio, and all of our listeners was like, no, this is real. And they sent me a brochure. And I'm shocked.
That this is a real thing?
Yes.
I kind of am, too, because then I wonder, like, people who don't have, like, a true alarm system, who just have, like, a ring system. Like, you can attach your ring to the police station, but some people don't do that. So
right.
If somebody was breaking in your house and your phone went off and you called the police department, would they not respond to that?
According to this, they wouldn't. This says the police cannot respond to an alarm at your address unless the alarm company has this number when calling to request the police dispatch this permit. Now, I understand if you have to charge people tickets or fines for excessive false alarms, like...
Sure, me too. I understand that.
Yeah, this brochure says if you get 3 to 5 alarms, they're $50 each. 6 to 7 alarms, $100 each. I'm all okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it says that the police respond to an unregistered permitted alarm, the owner will be fined $100. Seems a bit excessive.
Hmm.
I get if it's a lot.
What do you have to pay to have the permit?
I don't know. I can't imagine it'd be, what, $30 probably? I don't know. Let's see here. I know it's good for 12 months.
It's just funny that you thought you were being scammed.
Oh, threw it away. I'm like, and you know what? I was like, the criminals are becoming bold to use the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department's logo in a scam.
Yeah.
And come to find out, it's completely legit. And I have to go to crywolfservices.com. And pay some company called Charlotte Alarm Management Service because they farmed it out to this company. You know, now I'm kind of concerned. Like, will they come if my alarm goes off? Because there's no permit on, you know.
I guess you would have to call and say, like, hey, there's somebody actively breaking into my house.
That's so interesting. I would think just the fines alone of, you know, you charging people, hey, this is the third time we're out, here's a fine. I figured that alone would be a deterrent for people to fix their false alarm issues, but... anyway, so I thought I was being scammed, but I'm not being scammed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says if you have an alarm system, you need a valid permit. If you can say you see someone breaking in, they'll still come. Wow. Okay, I'm shocked. We're going to talk a little bit more about the mass shooting that occurred just right here in our backyard, a couple minutes away from the Charlotte metro area. That's all coming up next on the Mania on the Rim Morning Show.
I actually listen to y'all every morning. I love y'all.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
While you were sleeping last night, the suspect that went on a mass shooting in Rock Hill area, York County, was arrested. He was found. It happened yesterday afternoon when 5 people were murdered, 6 people total are injured. There's another person with serious life-threatening injuries. We got, by the way, all the details up at the website, kiss951.com. And it's just sad. I was talking about this morning how when I first saw the headline, I was like, I blew past it. I was like, oh, just another mass shooting. And my gosh, you know, 5 people killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, oh my gosh, it's 10 minutes down the road. You know, it's just right here in Rock Hill, 15 minutes down the road.
Yeah, you just never think, oh, it can happen in my backyard, you know?
Yeah, sure. And it did. And, our thoughts and prayers are out to the victims. I know that Dr. Robert Leslie was one, his wife, his grandchildren.
The kids.
Yeah, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old was part of this. And there was, like, another worker that was also killed. So, they're not telling us who it was. And then there was this whole thing yesterday where the news was interfering with the investigation.
What do you mean?
Like, the York County Sheriff's Office had to tell the news, hey, you know, get your helicopters away from here. You're affecting our drone in our own helicopter because they were trying to find the armed gunman.
Right.
And the news was getting in the way.
And then there seemed to be like this weird standoffish thing between the sheriff's office and the news. Like the sheriff's office is like, well, we're not going to be able to get you a news update just in time for your 11 o'clock newscasts. It was a weird, it was like a weird dynamic that was unfolding all yesterday and all last night. But around 1 a.m., while y'all were sleeping, the gunman was arrested. So no threat down there in York County in the Rock Hill area. But our thoughts and prayers are with everyone. And again, you can find all the details at kiss951.com. Answer this. I can kind of agree that the pandemic lockdown's like not much of a thing before I begin. Like, it's, you're still supposed to be safe, but it's not like what it was.
Like, we're not in true lockdown like Italy is.
Right, or like how back in like March and April it was of last year. Remember that?
Right. We didn't know it was going to happen then.
Right. I saw this interesting, it was kind of trending on social media yesterday of like, what did you do to pass the time during the pandemic lockdown? But it was more so kind of geared towards like, what can't you believe you actually did to pass time? And I was thinking about like when I was working from home and we didn't go anywhere and I didn't go out on the weekends. And back when you went to the grocery store and you'd come home and you would like Lysol the groceries.
You'd take your clothes off at the door and go shower immediately.
Like you just walked out and Chernobyl exploded and you needed to get the radiation off of you. Remember that level? I remember I would like reorganize the pantry and have like, okay, if we can't leave, because there was like this fear of maybe I won't even be able to leave my house. Remember? Right. And people would stock up on foods and toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
I would break down the pantry of like 3 weeks worth of food and what would be what and what would be eaten here. And I divided everything out and listed it out so that there was a plan, like a plan in place that I would just have to execute. And like I would, I reorganized all my furniture to pass the time. Like,
A lot of people started home projects.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I never really did any outdoor projects, but I would make, that's so silly. I would make, like, COVID wards in my home in case one of us got COVID. My guest bedroom, I put, like, a little refrigerator in there. I'd put supplies. I'd stock it up.
That's not a bad idea, though, to just be prepared for it.
Yeah, but it was also something to pass the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I picked up Sudoku. Is it Sudoku?
I think so.
Sudoku. I picked up those puzzles and learned how to do that to pass the time. Is there something that you did to push through lockdown?
Buddy, I was pregnant. I couldn't do much. And I was like really pregnant at that point. I mean, I gave birth in the beginning of June. So at this point last year, I could barely like get around. I was just trying not to have my body swell and catch some TV and some sleep before I would never sleep again.
And then binge watching TV. That was the big thing. That's when Tiger King became famous.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of interesting. I saw online. And then the other thing that I saw trending on Twitter was people talking about the first date, the first thing you notice on a date. And it was more specifically towards like the clothes. And the number one thing, like the first eye-opening thing the women noticed was if the clothes were ironed. Like if there was any wrinkles in the clothing.
Okay.
And I don't know if when I look at people, I see that immediately.
If somebody was really wrinkled, you would notice it immediately.
It'd be like the big red flag. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I saw that and I'm like, it's been a minute since I went on a first date, but
This is not a jab at you.
Oh, my gosh. I have wrinkled clothes?
You have come in here with wrinkled clothes before, but I've said something to you immediately. I was like, buddy, did you have a rough night? But I think that's what you feel like when you see somebody with wrinkled clothes and you're like, yeah, I do laundry. I got dressed in the dark, picked something up off the floor. Like, that is what people think when they see you just disheveled.
Did you have a rough night? Every night's rough for me, Lorraine. I don't sleep. But, like, I don't wake up. We wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't wake up and iron my clothes.
Right. sorry, I didn't want to.
No, listen.
It wasn't a jab. I just... you mentioned it, and I had remembered specifically seeing you very wrinkled one day.
I like it when I come into work and people go, oh, gosh, is he okay? Is he fine?
Then they don't question you when you leave early, so.
I do notice the one thing that mainly Mainy, will bring up to me is if I don't shave.
I like you with a little scruff.
Right, but Mainy immediately's like, you good?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he immediately knows something's a bit off if I'm not shaving.
Yeah.
Because I won't shave. If I got, like, 4 hours of sleep, I ain't shaving. No. That's 10 minutes of my life I ain't doing. All right. So that's interesting. The first date, what's the first article of clothing you notice? And everyone said, instead of saying a top or shoes or anything like that, the majority of people said if it was ironed and cleaned. So make sure if you're going on a first date tonight, it's ironed and clean. Manny is not with us on the Manny Boy of the Rim morning show. He's on his anniversary, 10-year anniversary, with another couple down in Savannah, Georgia. So I can't wait to hear all the stories with that. And I told him, Loren, to do something when he's down there. And it's kind of a prank, and I really hope he does it. And it might be cruel of me, but we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail. I've always wanted to do it, and the fact that he's going down there doing it, he has the personality to pull it off.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a little prank he's going to do, but I'll talk to you a little bit more about that coming up next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Mandy's down in Savannah, Georgia.
Yes.
And sorry about that. He's down there celebrating his 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife and another couple are going down. And he told me that he is going to be doing a ghost tour.
Right.
And which I've gone to Savannah. I've done Charleston, South Carolina ghost tours, and I've done Savannah, Georgia ghost tours. And I told him that I want him to do a prank on everyone when he's doing the ghost tour.
No, I've never been on a ghost tour. What do they do?
It's at nighttime. You're in a group of like 10 or 15 people, and you walk through the downtown areas, and they tell you the awful things that have occurred at this specific location in history and any specific ghost reports that they've had in this area. And, you know, they'll go to like an old, you know, they'll stand outside of like the courthouse and tell you, oh, well, this is in 1800 where they hanged a bunch of people. Or then they'll go to like a restaurant and they're like, well, the owner fell off the porch and died and haunts the house.
See, I was thinking more like, I don't know, you meet in a cemetery and then like walk around the cemetery and talk about ghost stories. Like, I don't know.
You could go to a cemetery, but it's typically a real, typically what our previous eyewitness accounts that have had at specific locations, and you either go to exactly that location or you stand outside of the location. And I view them as kind of history tours, honestly, because it's not like you don't ever really catch a ghost.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't ever really get haunted when you go on these things. And that's why I told Manny he needs to do a prank. There's one specific location on the tour that you walk up to an old small graveyard in the downtown area, and it's kind of, it's fenced in. You can't get into it after hours. But the story is that a mom and her baby both pass away, and that there are reports of people seeing the mom holding the baby crying in the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, whenever I went, it was just an empty graveyard at nighttime. There was no ghost. And so I said, Manny, when you get there, before they even tell the story, you're walking up, go, oh, did you guys see that? And everyone's going to be like, what? I just saw like a woman holding a baby over there. What's going on behind that tree? And that is going to spook. That is going to freak out the tour guide.
It's going to freak out everybody.
Yes.
And then, or they're going to think Manny is like a plant. Right? Like Manny was planted by the tour guide.
Oh. And that tour guide will always talk about how I actually had someone in my group that saw the ghost.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's It is such a fun trick.
See, originally, I thought you were playing a prank on him.
No. I want him to play a prank on everyone else.
He's in on the joke.
I think that'd be so funny to see. And listen, we love ghost hunting. We go out with Tina and the Charlotte area Paranormal Society. And, you know, I'm kind of one of those people that I want to believe. But for the life of me, I can't get haunted. I don't know why. I never see ghosts.
You don't want a haunting. I know you keep saying
I do. Every time we go to these little spooky haunted houses, I'm like, hello, ghost, throw me down the stairs. I know I'm heavy, but come on, push me down. I'm walking slowly, and it never happens.
My shoes are untied.
Can someone trip me? I went to one time, there's this TV show called Ghost Hunters that aired on Sci-Fi, a group called Taps. And I was invited to go one of their filming of the episodes, which don't even get me started on how that's all a sham, watching them film a TV show about catching ghosts. But when we were legit inside, the one thing I noticed is that I thought I legit was hearing a ghost. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys hear that? It's the devil. It's a demon. You hear like a growl. It was everyone's stomachs because it's so quiet, you get hungry. And you're like, oh, it's just my stomach growling because it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And then someone tweeted in the studio and said, you know, Manny talks about Loren being was a swinger. Maybe he's down in Savannah, Georgia with another couple swinging.
Oh my gosh.
Accusations are flying.
Say people project.
That's even deeper, Loren. Okay. All right. It's the Maynard on the Rim Morning Show, Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.